Good evening, everyone. This is 28 November 2017. It is 9 p.m. Eastern, and it's the Welcome Committee call. Welcome, everyone, and thank you, Rhonda.
Oh, you're welcome. I see Dan has joined us also. Evening, Dan.
Hello. How are you? How are you?
Oh, we've all decided we're tired. Otherwise, we're doing fine.
Yeah. Tired of eating poison and breathing poison and drinking poison.
Oh, I hear you. You know, I was just listening to my dog cough tonight, and I thought, you know, that's got to be a product of all the crap they put on the grass around here.
Yeah, I've got a heck of a cough that I haven't been able to get rid of.
So
probably the chemtrails or the bad chemical, toxic chemicals on your lawn.
Yep.
They spray.
Yep.
Yeah.
Causes yes. Cancer.
Yep.
I want to say something. It's the I haven't been able to. My life's upside down, but I haven't been able to. So I'm trying to find other work, and I think I'm going to be a security guard as a, you know, full time security person guard. But I'm the sheriff's handbook. I've got
yes.
to complete that. I complete everything I do, and it takes time. But even if I read 5 pages a night, I'm on page 63. You know, and there's 84 pages, and I'm going to complete it. Has anybody else read through it all? Or?
I haven't read through it page by page. I went through the first part of it and kind of skimmed over the rest of it.
I have not completed it.
It would be a good challenge. It'd be a good thing to do, you know, even if you read 5 pages a night. I mean, that's... It's very good, and I haven't been able to call people. I think I have one or two more new people in North Carolina, but I'm going to get to them once I get a steady job. You know, I mean, steady work, steady.
Yeah.
Then I'll be getting back at it. I'll be calling them, and what I want to do, I have to distress this or not. It's education. It's all about education. And I want them to read the sheriff's handbook and take the free constitution course, because education is the key. Don't you agree? Or?
Oh, we all agree. That's the lifeblood of the NLA, is education. Just like what Thomas Jefferson said about the people expect to be ignorant and free, you know, that
mm-hmm.
thing.
Yes.
So. I'm reading Brian Kilmeade's book about Jefferson and the Barbary Pirates. Quite an interesting little book.
Thomas Jefferson and the...
And the Barbary Pirates.
I've heard of that title.
Yeah. Yeah, I've known most of the information before, but it is interesting to go through it again, just how exactly everything
sure.
happened, how it all came about. So these Muslims
yeah.
have been assholes from the beginning.
Does that have something to do with the pirates? Remember, on the sea or something, you know, they were evil, right? They would go this ship, and just take everything and just steal it and kill people. Does that have anything to do with it, or?
Yeah, The Barbary Coast, the Algerians and Tunisians, there was four countries there on the African coast that would steal ships and enslave the people on them and sell them in, girls into prostitution, et cetera. And in order for the different countries to have that not happen to their ships, they paid what they called tribute to, separately to each of these four different Barbary countries. And when the United States won the Revolutionary War and became a country and had a ship or two here and there, because there wasn't a navy to begin with, they were seeing their people and their ships being taken over and the people enslaved, etc. And it goes through all of that and how when Thomas Jefferson became president, he was totally against paying this tribute. He thought they ought to be stomped on once and all, you know, once for good.
Mm-hmm.
And it ended up, that's what ended up happening, is we ended up in a fight with the people along the Barbary Coast there, all those four countries. That's where the song with the Marines comes from the shores of Montezuma to the halls of, from the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli.
I've heard of that.
Yeah, the Marines were very prominent in that fight. And I think the book cost me less than $10. It's a good little read.
Part of our history. It's true.
Yeah, it's true. It's part of our history.
Oh, that's nice.
There's so darn many things out there to read and research, and yeah,
right.
There just aren't enough hours in the day.
No. So you just have to pick, you know, you just have to educate, or it's all about education, but you just have to pick
mm-hmm.
what we want to read and, you know, read a little bit
yeah.
each day. If we're all busy, you know, I'm so busy and we're all so busy, but it's important. If it's important, you know, we have to do it.
My brain hurts from cramming so much in my head here lately.
You're trying to cram too much stuff into it?
Yeah, it's gotten old and feeble, you know.
Well,
do you find that recall is just a little bit longer? You have to think about it a little bit?
There are times when I can't even remember what I did 5 minutes ago.
Well, Robert, you have we have a short-term memory and a long-term memory.
Well, I have horses to feed, and there's been evenings when I've had to sit here and think, did I go feed the horses, or do I still have that to do?
Well, that's your short-term memory. Yeah.
If you go to feed them a second time, they don't care; they'll eat.
That's
oh,
right.
Yes, they will. But there are times when I'll be talking and I can't remember the word I want to say.
Yeah. I run into that sometimes.
Yes, we all do.
Yeah, we got to really pay attention to what we're eating and what we're drinking, all the toxins that are hidden. We know how the law is so toxic, but I don't think people realize how much toxic is in what's food. That's serious.
Well, not only the toxicity in the food, but the lack of actual nutrients in the food anymore.
That's the ratio. That's
the actual lack of food in it.
That's the thing. Getting all the toxins that we can out and getting all the nutrients we can in. And it comes down to, I don't know if anyone here eats animals, but I quit eating animals. I don't want to eat any animals ever. I don't want to be a slave. I don't think it's nice for animals to be just killed and all this. I just look at do no harm. I don't know that Bible stuff. It seems like a lot of harm and killing, and says do not kill, but I just see everything as do no harm and eat animals, and they're not healthy anyways. Whole food, plant-based, raw, organic, get a NutriBullet, look at superfoods. Naturalnews.com has a lot of really good info.
Yes, I like him. His name's Mike Adams. Mike Adams.
The Health Ranger. That guy is really... That's one of the best guys
in
the...
the Health Ranger.
I believe he's the best in the... One of the best in the world.
Yes, he is. I need to share something with y'all. You probably know this, all of you. I just lost a... you don't know this, but I lost a good friend. She died Saturday at about 1:25 a.m. She had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever I want to know, I research it. Medicine, everything comes easy to me. So I research it. And guess what? We have a cure for cancer. We have for a long time. It could be the frequency generator. And the government shut them up and said, you do that again, yes, it'll take care of cancer. It'll get rid of it, the frequency.
Yeah.
But cancer cannot grow in an alkaline environment.
That's right.
And
right.
Sugar, it loves sugar. I mean, a lot of sugar. It'll feed on
sugar.
Feeds,
sugar feeds on it, yeah.
Lord.
Yeah. And then let's see what else.
In a low oxygen environment.
Right. It cannot
grow
in an oxygen environment. It can't grow.
A high oxygen environment.
That's
not what you get just by breathing in what we have here.
Right.
It takes a concentrated amount.
Yep.
Yes, then you have to get your, that's right, Robert, then you have to get your dosage right. But guess what will help with it all? A lot of times we have too much fungus in our body, yeast and fungus. Apple cider vinegar with mother in it, baking soda, hydrogen peroxide, food grade, about 30-some percent, you know?
Right.
All this... we'll do it. And I said that to my friend Brenda. I said, Brenda, drink some of this apple cider vinegar with mother. And she said she loved it. She had chemo. She had chemo that it's very toxic to the body.
Yep.
And she had radiation put in her body. And she got a second bout of it, and that's what killed her. Because her hemoglobin was 9, and it should be at 12. You know, then her heart didn't work right, and then her blood got real acid, very, very acid, and she died.
Okay. Sorry
to hear that. It's tough.
Yeah.
Well, there is a water that is, it's made through a special filter and ionizing machine, Kangen water, and you can make the high alkalinity water. And Kangen water in the first place absorbs much easier and quicker than just plain water, because this machine breaks down the drops to smaller size. And then you can make this water at whatever level you want of alkalinity, and make it for, you can even make it to where it's good for, like a soap for washing clothes in, and for cleaning.
Sure.
Yeah.
The can, what do you call it? I'm familiar with it. The
Kangen. It's a Japanese machine.
Yeah, I think I've heard of it, Robert.
Costs about $2,000,
$2,100,
and you just set it on your counter and plug it onto your faucet.
Uh-huh.
And turn it on.
And that's the problem. It's very, very expensive to be healthy in the United States, whether it be food or any type of
this whole food
utility stuff. To help you do it.
No, the toxins are what's expensive. All the sugar and sodas and sweets and donuts and fast food and you go to just basic broccoli, kale, baby spinach, superfoods, garlic, sweet potatoes, lentils, just superfoods, just the basics. It's a lot cheaper than cancer and all the doctors and all the toxins.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you know a person that owns one of those machines, it's very inexpensive to make a gallon of that water.
Well, you could put baby in some quality water and make it alkaline.
I've never seen them charge more than about a dollar a gallon for it.
Right.
It's about right,
yeah. We got to stop everyone needs to stop the poison, really, and get educated. That's it. And then you don't want the poison.
So I'm just going to say, it's all about education.
We're taking the right direction now. We're going down that road to getting back to where we need to be. And I think we're on the right track to turn the health around, too. Because, I mean, a lot of this is because of corruption, people not caring about their neighbors, and if they can make a buck, they're going to make it no matter how dangerous what they're doing is. I think we're about to turn that around.
I think so. And the doctors make so much off of, they get kickbacks off all these drugs. And the chemo is so toxic that my mom, in her bone marrow, you know, you have white blood cells, red blood cells, and platelets, and that chemo destroys your red blood cells, white blood cells, and platelets. It makes it worse.
Yeah, it attacks all cells.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
My son is going through that now.
Yeah, I know. That's what you said. Is he doing chemo treatments and radiation, or what's he doing?
Doing chemo, and the results so far are very positive. They find a lot less in him now than what they did. It's showing very positive results, but it's also tearing him apart. I mean,
yes. See, that'll make his body more acid, his blood. Is he open and receptive to, can he take apple cider vinegar with mother? It's with the mother in there. It's a protein molecule.
Well, he could. However, I tell him what he should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
But his mother is a nurse, and so she believes everything that the doctors tell her, and she's telling him, don't listen to your dad.
It's very frustrating. I had to deal with it all the time with my family. The family's the worst. It's just, you know, now they know. They know after they're in heaven, they know. They go, well, Margie's right. She's smart. She's, you know.
Well, have any of you noticed how many of these holistic physicians have been dying lately?
Yes. Serious.
Yeah, a lot of them.
Yeah, they take them out. The Illuminati takes them out.
And some of them under, just like with the Clintons, very suspicious circumstances.
Yeah, well, any doctor that tries to do the right thing is taken out,
That's correct.
But we're fixing to take all of them out. Right now there's over 1,800 arrest warrants issued.
Mm-hmm. Oh, how are we doing that, Robert? I heard you on some calls or something. How are we combating that?
This is Trump's war.
Oh.
And he's already neutralized the FBI.
Oh, good.
And he sent the Marines in to raid the Langley CIA base and took all their computers, and they're gathering all kinds of evidence off of those.
Did you find confirmation on that? Because everything I've read says yes, no, yes, no.
Well, it's very difficult because of the way it's being done, but everybody that I trust is saying it happened.
Mm-hmm. Have you been listening to QAnon?
QAnon, I try to get all of his messages.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been trying to listen to them all.
But he's mainly, it's kind of like, look at these questions and figure it out and read between the lines.
Right. He's saying it without saying it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's this, and I don't remember the name of the entity, the government group. It's Consumer Something, this deal that's going on right now. Where Trump has appointed somebody to take over, and that woman thinks that she's entitled to it.
Yeah, well, the judge just sided with Trump on it.
All right, good. Because from what I understand, the entity that was created was unconstitutional anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So, it's a mess. But Trump is being successful. He's accomplishing a lot. And people complain, well, Trump made all these promises. Why ain't he doing it?
Oh, gosh. That's ignorance right there. I mean,
He said during the campaign, he says, I made you these promises, but I'm not going to tell you when I do it or before I do it. He says, you'll hear about it after I do it, because I'm not going to give away
right
times and everything to the enemy like previous administrations did.
Well, if you do that, you give them a chance to flee the country or go to ground or whatever problem.
Well, there's a few people wearing ankle bracelets now.
Yeah, I bet you one of them's McCain, isn't it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It just came out that 6 Republicans were paid by Hillary to go against Trump on everything.
Yep.
Oh, sure.
Paul Ryan was one of them.
Yeah. I didn't like him when he was running with for the vice presidency with Romney.
Yeah.
I didn't like him then. I think he's a sneaky little bastard.
Well, he's doing everything possible not to move Trump's agenda along the way Trump wants it.
Who's this again? What's his name? Paul Ryan, he said?
Paul Ryan, Speaker of the House.
Okay.
And I think McConnell's right up there with him.
Yes.
He's the one behind this Roy Moore thing.
Yep.
And what about Jeff Sessions too?
Sessions he's okay.
You think so, Robert?
Well,
what is it with him not wanting to do his job though?
Yes, but when you know that sometime before the presidential election.
Mm-hmm.
Military intelligence sat down with Trump, and all the information I get is that Sessions was in on it too, and they went over Uranium One and other stuff with Trump and Sessions, and so Trump sat down and he devised a strategy. And part of it was for Sessions to recuse himself on this thing that Trump knew was coming. And also, it says that Mueller, he was head of the FBI when a bunch of stuff went down.
Right.
And so part of the plan was they knew that the Democrats wanted a special counsel and investigator, and so they went to Mueller and said, you know, we got all this evidence against you, and you could spend the rest of your life in prison. However, here's a deal. And so Mueller, pretending to investigate Trump and is really gathering evidence and everything on deep state and all these other Hillary and everything. And the hiring and the firing of Flynn was also on the strategy. And now Flynn is joined with Mueller, and the Democrats are all happy because they think that he has joined forces with Mueller to take Trump down.
Yeah.
But the strategy included, you know, Trump is smarter than all of them, but he's letting them think that they're smarter than him.
Probably so. That's right. Be good.
Well,
study.
No, that's what came out.
Okay.
See, Trump is brilliant.
Robert, this is Jim in New Mexico. I just called in. I had things I had to do till now. Have you ever looked at the bar? I know you're North Carolina, but I'm trying to think of your name. I can't remember.
Margie, yeah. North Carolina.
Yeah, okay. Recognize your voice. Good to
hear
you.
Thank you.
Have you
nice
guys ever
you.
Looked at the biography resume of some of these generals? It's humongous, so they must be extremely intelligent.
Well, Trump is...
It goes on for days, their accomplishments.
Yeah, well, in 1953, President Eisenhower set up a special force of Marine and Navy officers. And once they had it all set up, then they split it into two groups, one Navy, one Marine. And Trump is being protected by the Marine Special Force now, and that's why he has all the Marine generals around him.
Uh-huh.
See, when they sign up for this Special Force, it's for lifetime. It's not just a four-year tour of duty or something. It's a lifetime duty. And they're secret. They're under special orders. And they activate themselves when a certain element happens.
Right.
And it has to do with the Constitution. Like when the government stops obeying the Constitution by 50%, then this force activates to save the Constitution.
Right, and I've been hearing that discussion now for a while. And I started analyzing that, going, well, 64 years later, wouldn't they have gone into action before now? And then I says, well, wait a minute, because it's all about finding out who really the bad guys are. And then I thought, you know, that big data collection center, what's it, Pine Bluff in Utah? Something Bluff.
Yep.
You know, and 9/11 and all this security going out, actually, it may have taken this long to actually analyze everybody's activities throughout the world.
You know, they had a lot, a big job in front of them to find out who all was involved, and then the Uranium One, the corruption in that was all spread out like through the government, like a cancer that was spreading real fast, to where the good people in government didn't dare say anything.
Uranium One is selling the uranium to the Russians, right?
Right.
Or China too, right? Probably.
Well, they sold it to a company that was bought by the Russians.
Rosatom.
And
it was all a planned out thing. The Russians was providing money to Hillary for her fund or something
for her next party. So as
yeah.
much as they've
so
made,
they
so more ornaments on the Christmas tree.
Yeah, yeah, the one she's going to be president of on another planet.
That's
well,
good.
Yeah, that's what I said, too.
But I have to tell you now, I mean, on this last trip overseas, Trump sat down with Putin and told him what he's doing, what his strategy and plan is for getting rid of Hillary and all these deep state people.
Right, and I don't see a problem with us communicating
and
with the Russians.
No, not at all. And he and Trump made a pact with each other not to overreact against each other on anything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's with this recent two Russian airplanes coming within 50 feet of our spy plane?
Well, you know, that's
something that probably happens all the time. But
it does.
Probably had a hangover.
It could
Russian
be something else
vodka.
That's, look, we don't like each other.
You know,
yeah,
I want to tell you, I vacationed there a couple of times in the year 2000. This was right before 9/11. But I was surprised to find the Russian people are great people. And they're not they're not like evil. And there's a difference between an American man and a Russian man. You can just see it. Not only
well,
the way they dress.
That's with most people. And
they could
tell
that I was an American. You know, and they
in a war, it's just the governments that
it was.
You know,
and
it's money made.
When I got home, I said, "We've been separated by this Iron Curtain thing in the Cold War, when we could have, they're like our cousins, actually, you know." And I think anybody that thinks there's a huge threat from Russia, and of course, I don't know the top. Tier of security clearances by a long shot, but I don't think they're the Russian bear that wants to get us.
Russia needs for America to be successful, just like the rest of the countries do.
Got to watch out for Turkey, Iran, Iraq.
Iran is the biggie.
What do all those places have in common?
Pedophile. It's three things. Three things. Pedophiles, sex pedophiles, drug running.
The one overriding factor. They're all majority Muslim countries.
Yeah.
I looked when we started having problems with the Muslim people and the nations and counted up there was like 300, 400 million, population total that I counted.
I'm sorry, did I get disconnected?
No, you're there.
Okay, did you hear what I just said?
You were disconnected then.
I'm driving. I'm trying to drive back home, but because came on and said something. Press one, press two. I might have hit it with my leg, but the three problems is guns, running guns, drugs, and sex pedophile. All about the Illuminati.
Well, the deep state. Stirred them all up and caused the hate and discontent and everything.
I think they've been behind all the wars we've been in anyway.
Yes, right. The Rockefellers, what's the other guy's name? Rockefellers, Rothschilds.
Right.
They run the country.
Possibility we never needed to have a war with anybody.
Stimulate
the
economy.
It was just a moneymaker for the the elitists.
Correct.
Yeah, because when there's a war, they sell their product to both sides. They don't care as long as there's money coming in.
Yep.
It's all evil.
But I'm looking at the Clintons, the Bushes, going down with everybody else.
Good.
I can't believe the Bushes would have ankle bracelets.
They don't right yet. But they're going down along with everybody else.
You think it's a possibility, a realistic possibility?
Well, they...
Criminal.
A lot of things they did is criminal.
Uh-huh.
And the first inkling that the country should have known that they were going to end up going down was when they charged the old man with the sexual things he's done, the groping and things.
Yeah.
No, I know the 97-year-old man out of it.
Senior Bush.
Yeah, Senior Bush.
That's news. However, Prescott Bush, his father, back in World War II, you know, had his, he was doing business
with
Hitler.
Germans. Yep.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
He got in all kinds of trouble, but managed to weasel his way out of it after the war, went on to be a United States Senator in Connecticut for a six-year period, right up to 1951, right up to before the Eisenhower administration started. So they're real good at getting out of trouble.
A lot of it's coming through
one another.
They haven't run into Trump before, though.
No. A lot of it's coming through the Marines. A lot of it happens in the Marines. You know, he's a pedophile. Kissinger. Henry Kissinger is a pedophile.
Yeah.
Kissinger's still alive. I would have thought he'd have been gone by now.
No, he's still around.
Yeah, and see, and Clinton, I mean, the President Trump knows him, but, you know, I thought, I wonder if he knows the truth about him. I really do.
I would bet he does.
If the Bushes... Go ahead.
Well, I'll tell you, when they went into the Marines, I mean, into the CIA at Langley, they took all the computers. And I'm told this morning that they got everything. They got names, all the names, all the information, all the proof, all the data on all of deep state.
Good.
I'm wondering about Dick Cheney, where he would stand in all of this.
I haven't heard a word on him. It took them an hour. It took the Marines an hour to carry out all the computers.
If that's true, if you have good information on that, I think I need to get a Christmas and get out the old family decorations. That's excellent news.
But a lot of it does go through the Marines, the drugs and the pedophiles and all of it is going through there because you wouldn't think so. But it's a very logical, practical, because they've got the power and they can run it. They know all about it.
Are you saying that you think the Marine Corps is running drugs?
Yes.
No.
Yes. Yes.
Marine
no.
Corps ain't running drugs. That's
no.
CIA that run drugs.
It'd be the CIA, yeah.
Well, the reason why I know this is because, are you familiar with, they probably took her out. Her name was Kay Griggs. Her husband, this is back in the 90s, she was interviewed, and she was a Christian woman. She was interviewed, and she told all about it, that her husband, he was high up in the Marines. He's a pedophile. High up in the Marines, and he talked about Kissinger, and he talked about... That's how it's running. It's running the drugs through there and the guns and
There might be individuals.
An isolated incident.
Not a large amount.
Yeah, I didn't say a large amount, but yes, because she told on. She was a brave lady, but she's been missing.
I asked about it. I said, I wonder what happened to Kay Griggs. You know, they probably took her out. And that's what they do. They do it in an airplane. They take people out that they don't want things known about, you know. They make something happen to the airplane.
That happened to Paul Wellstone. It happened to the governor. What state was he in? And that was right around 9/11, all that happened. So you're right on that. I've never heard anything bad about the Marines in my life other than isolated incidents happen.
Yeah. There's going to be isolated incidents.
Her name's Kay Griggs. Kay. I guess it's K-A-Y Griggs. Just type that in and she has extensive interviews with this, and she tells it all.
Well, I know from personal experience being when my husband was in the Marine Corps stationed in Pendleton, there were a couple of people that went to the brig for having the wrong kind of sexual intercourse with their own wives.
Mm-hmm.
That's how particular they are. Sodomy was not accepted.
Yep. And when he would get drunk, her husband would get drunk, he would tell all. He would tell all to Kay Griggs, and he killed his first wife. Kay said, he gave her pills and all. And his name was George Griggs. He was high up in the in the Marines. And this is in the 90s. Just to let you know,
I would say he was a bad apple in the group, group. The whole group isn't like that.
No, not all of them.
Not my experience.
Sounds like they're friends of the Clintons, whoever they were. So.
Yeah. She'd have to watch the videos, and she would tell you that.
No, there's no doubt there have been lots of people that have been assassinated throughout this last 100 years. And, you know, we can go through the whole presidency of the United States and how many we lost there. And Andrew Jackson, they wanted to take him out too, and he survived it through the will of God.
Well, I'll tell you, the Clinton...
Abraham Lincoln.
Death toll is much larger than anybody knows. And they just killed another one that was fixing to testify against them.
Vince Foster died mysteriously, and then Hillary's rushes over and clears out his office files, you know.
Well, how many of them have died by suicide by putting two bullets in the back of their own head?
Yeah, with the right-handed, and they did it left-handed and all
right.
That. So, yeah.
Investigation. It's common sense. Yes, investigate.
If I became, can I ask anybody from reading his books, Philip Marshall was killed in late 2012. He'd written three books. The latest one was The Big Bamboozle about the 9/11 event, and he was a fully certified airline pilot. He had worked for the CIA flying stuff. Part of the reason they probably took him out, but he was going, and if you read The Big Bamboozle, he's actually pointing the finger big time at the begins with a B and three other letters family. And he explained that 757s just cannot be turned that quickly and make those kind of dives accurately, hitting the Pentagon, et cetera, et cetera. That even if he practiced making runs like that as a fully certified pilot to do that, it would be near impossible. And I was reading his books and going, here's a guy that's telling the truth. And he lived in Sacramento with two teenage children. He had divorce. They had a dog in the house. And the reason I thought of this is because they find him, his two children have been shot on the couch. The dog is shot dead. And he's found shot dead at the front door with the gun lying there. And he shot himself in one side of the forehead, and it was the opposite from his right hand, shot in the left. You know, and then a bunch of white vehicles rolls in by the government and sanitizes his house, you know, cleans up all the evidence, and that's the end of the story. So you should read his books. Same. They're great books.
Same thing they're Big doing Bamboozle. In Las Vegas. We haven't heard anything about Las Vegas in how long now? And they won't even allow the lawyers to go into that room and look it over. They can't get any information.
So that tells you that they're hiding something.
Yeah, multiple shooters from different places, and then there's other multiple witnesses that have been dead now. A lot of dead people witnessed.
Yeah, there is. And all those dead witnesses are the ones that say there were multiple shooters, not just one.
Yes.
Yep.
So
there were.
A
couple of hundred firefighters.
What is strange is that no death certificates or funerals or anything have been filed.
It's looking like Sandy Hook, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What happens when you have false flags.
Yeah.
Yep.
200 or so firemen at the 9/11 event said that they heard explosives going off in the building, bam, 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 bam. And the officials ignored it like they were all deaf to the evidence, you know.
And then there's 3,000 architects and engineers for the truth of 9/11 that's really big. That's
hundreds of them, yeah, that have signed off that couldn't happen the way it happened, so.
Right.
And the government has been deaf to the truth on all that, so, because you'd have to guess the government was involved in it is why they're deaf to the truth, so.
That's it.
But that does tell you how bad the government is that 200 firefighters are saying, you know, we heard explosives, and it just gets ignored. That's like, I wonder now how many parents have had children kidnapped and go to the government asking for help and are being ignored with all this news about pedophilia and kidnapping and sex rings and all that stuff. So
I just saw another one this morning where a little girl, the parents woke up and the little girl wasn't home. 3 years old, I think she was.
And I now believe it's been going on, and they call the cops and then go to, you know, like the district attorney, and they just get pushed away, ignored. And the media is bought off, and so they're helpless to find their children. And it apparently has been going on for decades.
There's so many people missing, missing, and they either sold their body parts or they, sex pedophile ring, they sold them to the, you know, human trafficking. So
I know how the traffickers work, and it's just
big money.
Yep,
you talked about that.
We have a big problem with that here in the state of Washington.
Yes, you do.
What, human trafficking?
Yes, we do. Children.
And they're also selling people for slaves, too.
Well, that's...
How you doing, Crystal?
Fine. And they've been having that on the news. And what's happening to a lot of people, not only being kidnapped, because we have children in our own state that's been kidnapped and stuff like that, but they're stealing them for organs and all that. Remember all those kids that back in the 90s in Atlanta, Georgia, all those young boys that were missing and found dead, and then they found that one in the gym. All his organs were taken out of him, and he was found up in the mat in the gym. You know, so it's a horrible thing what's going on. Also, people that are kids that are on substance abuse or that are on drugs, they've been kidnapping them, put them in the dog cage, and leaving them there for like maybe 3 to 5 months till they sober up, and then they ship them out the country. So we got a lot of nightmare things going on.
I could tell you a lot of nightmare stories about human trafficking and child trafficking, because I do that work. I do search and rescue
Did anybody see Dr. Phil? It was the second week of September where that young girl, she was between 21 and 23. She looked like she was 40 years old because they had her totally made up. And she had the Dr. Phil, please rescue me. They're going to kill me. She, according to the person who bought her, he was a filthy, filthy rich man. And he said that her mother sold her for $600. She don't know where she came from, whether it was true or not. But she said before she was able to walk, she, this man was having sex with her. And he, you know, she was at all kinds of big functional parties with from Washington, the NFL, the NBA, all the corporate, the Super Bowl and all that. And she said, and then when they would go, she'd been on to all kinds of cruises and what have you, and the things that they would do to this child. She said, and when you hear the judges and all them say, we're going hunting, she goes, they're not hunting for animals. They're hunting for children. And she goes, God help the last child that they get, because these not only are they raping them and killing them, they're cannibals. They've been eating them and everything else, and they said they've been grinding them up. It's kind of what I guess the ground beef, they said the meat is like sold to McDonald's and all that other stuff. That's why people are getting so sick. This, it was so horrible and deplorable. And if you can go back and see Dr. Phil, second Thursday of September.
And he did a show
of 2017.
I'm sorry?
Of 2017?
Yes. And after that, they said they were going to take Dr. Phil off the air. But then all of a sudden, everything became very explosive from that show about the pedophiles, about the raping, about all this stuff that started coming out. That young girl, it was on Dr. Phil's show.
So that
now,
exposed it to all America.
What happened to her?
Dr. Phil, see, they have this girl made up so you could never tell who she was, you know. I mean, as I said, the way they made her up, because, you know, they were covering her identity. She looked like she was, like, again, the way she looked on TV, she looked like she could have been a 40-year-old woman, but she said she was between the age of 21 to 23. And they said, how do you know you're that age? She goes, it's by some of the music that I can remember, and that's the only thing that, you know, that was like the communication that she had, like the, you know, the voice in her mind, like a mother, was the music.
Well,
and a certificate is bad to have, and then a birth certificate could be a record of someone being alive. It's just the latest about no birth certificate. They would all those people, isn't that bad? Both ways, it's bad.
And then they would put her in a dog. I mean, it was so heart-wrenching what they were doing. But then all of a sudden you hear a lot more explosive stories like that. And then that Corey Feldman, he was saying it all along, you know. Then his story came out, and now they know how many of them have committed suicide, you know. But it just absolutely.
Yeah, the two Coreys have been trying to get that out for years. They've been
that Corey
trying
Feldman?
To get people. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep,
yeah.
Both of them.
Will anybody speak it to Don Jarash?
No.
I have
say that again.
Will anybody be speaking to John Jarash? I send him some very important documents that he needs to have, and it's going to help people, too, about the MERS, M-E-R-S, and also the counter things that I just send and put my package together for the bankruptcy, but I send everything to him and tell him there's also, I put the donation in the same envelope. So if you just tell him, just make sure.
It's been our hour. We need to close this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you record it?